exactly. And I think that once my, like, you know, anger with it went away, I just did not care anymore, you know?
But you know what? I find that myself and also my friends on Snapchat are using Snapchat much less, and now Instagram is becoming the most popular place for your story. Now it's Facebook that's doing the stories that we're all, that now we're mad of, like, why are you doing this?
Yeah, I just had a birthday, and I didn't ask for it, but it gave me a birthday story, and a bunch
of
people...
Yeah, mine did too.
I was like, what is a birthday story?
Those cheesy sort of like collages that they make and they make a story out of it.
It was like Instagram stories, but of like my grandma saying happy birthday with a background of balloons. But like times 10. Yeah. I didn't need any of it.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, it's like you only go on Facebook when it's your birthday and you feel obligated to tell all your like aunts and uncles, thank you.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, I know. That's the worst. It's like, I don't want all your insincere happy birthdays. Like, you know what I mean? Like the person I haven't talked to in 6 years, but all of a sudden you're like, happy birthday, buddy. You're like, thanks. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
I just don't do it as a rule. I don't wish anybody a happy birthday. If I have your phone number, I'll text you that day and be like, oh, okay, happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'm not going on Facebook.
It is a good birthday reminder. Facebook always sends that.
It is.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like every day I'm like, it's this person's birthday. And I'm like, okay. That's
well, if you know 300 people, they're probably most of the year.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's already 11 o'clock. Wow.
Wowie.
So nobody's here. Do you guys want to hang out for a little bit?
We could hang out for a little bit.
Yeah, we'll stay for a little bit. Yeah.
Cool.
I'm having a great time.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. Let's see. Maybe we can go to some more music, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Anybody have any suggestions? Or again, please call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 9636. And we could definitely take your suggestions.
A certain someone said that they were going to call in, but they haven't yet.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is a wonderful opportunity because we're not playing music right now. So you could be on air. If I play music, then you're only going to talk.
Do you hear that?
You're going to talk. On air.
I have a song from a band called No Joy. They're really, really good.
I like them.
The song is called, am I reading this right? Hair Tarot Lies. I think it's Hair, H-A-R-E. That's how bad my eyes are.
Yeah.
So if you don't call,
I found it.
I can't see. Yeah, Hair Tarot Lies.
Nice. I think that that's our... All right, phone's not lighting up yet. All right, we'll play it.
Cool.
WFO No Joy.
the sun in a tongue understood by no one. Can it be that I hear what he's saying? Is there a reason why I'm still awake? And he says, I've got you written. Speak to the moon, pale as a ghost in the afternoon. Tragedy has a hold on my mind, but I can see the light between the
We are back.
Back.
Wowie.
Back and better than ever. So.
Yeah, we're staying a little late tonight.
Yeah, we are.
We're loving it.
Yeah.
We're hanging hard.
Yeah. If you're listening, we're glad you're here, chilling with us.
I was just telling everybody how I got bit by a mosquito on my lip last night.
I have one on my foot, but yours is worse.
Yeah, it's way worse. It was really odd when it happened, because it was like kind of in my mouth. And I was like, what the fuck? Fudge is that? And I pulled it out. And I didn't say it. I
got, yeah,
I
no, yeah. You saved yourself.
I saved it. Yeah,
yeah, it's all good. Did. It's cool.
Okay, good.
That's I don't very think the difficult. FCC is gonna come knocking on the door right now. So.
Well, I hope they do. That'd be funny.
It's amazing how much you swear in real life. That when you have to not swear, it's sort of challenging.
It is.
It's
it
sort of is. You know, like yeah. That was a slip that I caught, which is great. I didn't even. You know? Yeah.
And I was actually saying this to you before. It's amazing because we're not allowed to play explicit music until after a certain point, after 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I was like, not playing explicit music is no problem, but not swearing is like much more difficult.
Yeah. Actually, at first I found it a little difficult, but then like it's actually pretty easy now because Spotify tells you if the song is explicit.
Almost always.
Yeah, sometimes it's wrong, but you never know.
Okay. I never even noticed, I never paid attention to that, but I will now. Or maybe I just don't listen to that many swears unless it's hip hop, but I wouldn't even I mean, like, rock music just doesn't have as many swears in it.
It doesn't, but you know, I played, what was it, What's the Frequency, Kenneth, by R.E.M.,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, there's a swear in this.
Yeah.
I kind of didn't register.
I remember when I got Appetite for Destruction when I was like, again, I'm only 21, so I was just born. No, I wasn't, no.
No, I was gonna say.
I was like 10 years old when that came out, and there were swears in it, so it was very exciting.
Wow. Ooh.
I was like, everybody.
You know what?
Get Appetite for Destruction.
I had to tell my father, so I convinced my father to buy me Get Rich or Die Tryin'.
Ooh.
And he doesn't know anything about all that stuff, so he was like, this isn't like, you know, your mother's not going to get mad at me. I'm like, no, of course not. This is fine, Dad, you know, even though he ignores the explicit tag.
That's the best,
like, on the
most
corner.
Dad move ever.
I know. So he bought me that album, and I was so grateful because I loved that album when I was younger. Had no idea. He was just out of the loop.
My grandma was that one who would take us to the mall, and I bought NWA's second album, which I'm definitely not saying the title of the album. And she even let me play it in the car.
Are you serious?
She still didn't care?
Everyone, go listen to the second NWA record right now and imagine my poor
After
grandma.
After the show ends, don't leave.
No, don't leave the show. But when you do, you listen to this and then think about me, my brothers, and my grandma in the car listening to this.
How old were you?
I mean,
well, if you're 21
that was
now,
like, yeah,
yeah.
No, that was
negative
like
four.
1990, maybe. So I was like 13.
Okay,
and that was. It was a rough one. It's a rough one, I think.
Wow.
Back. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Should put that in a movie sound. That sounds really funny.
My grandma was pretty awesome. She used to watch. We used to watch Miami Vice every Friday.
Oh, sick.
She loved detective shows, and we'd watch. And she went to Vegas all the time. So, Grandma, I wish you were here for the casino opening. She'd be very fun.
Aww.
She'd be very fired up for that.
Oh man.
That's why I had no inheritance. But you know. Oh yeah, she loved it. She went to Vegas like back then. You could buy. Like a year pass and go to, you know, go wherever, like, as many times.
Like a Disney pass?
Yeah.
Being poor.
But yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Vegas are just like, come on, Grandma. She's all about it.
Now you just have to go to Everett.
I know.
That's tight.
Have you guys been yet?
No, not yet. I've seen some of the traffic impact of it, though.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not a big casino person. Oh, my God. Is someone calling?
Someone was for like a... Oh,
oh he, yeah. All right. Yeah. We're calling. You're
what?
Going on air,
Here
sir.
Here you come, sir or ma'am.
Hello?
Wow, I love them.
Wow, is this working?
Did you give up that quick, caller?
Yeah, I think they did.
Aww. Oh, they got a little shy. Right.
You should call back.
That's we want to okay. know all about the casino from your perspective.
Yeah, what if they have like some hot takes?
Oh, here he is. They're calling back. Hello?
Hello, is this WMFO?
This is WMFO. You're talking to Kayla?
This is the FCC calling.
Oh, of course it is.
Oh, here you are.
I was wondering when you were going to call.
I know, well, we haven't been too great tonight.
We're calling about you.
About Kayla in particular?
Me in particular?
The guy who said fudge.
Oh.
All right. What do you got for me, FCC?
Well, you guys have to be shut down by the end of the night tonight for doing that.
This is it?
We don't mess around. We don't play games.
Oh, cool.
Is there anything we can work out on the side? If you know what I'm saying.
You gotta ask that on the side, man.
Mr.
There's something that you could do. What is your name, sir?
My name is Mike.
Mike, there is one thing that you could do that would save us all a lot of relief. Please, stop eating rotisserie chickens in Starbucks, please.
But I like them
that
so much.
That would help us a lot.
Mr. FCC man, if
okay.
I may interject, yeah. I think Mike has something that you would like very much. Perhaps something that I may have sent you a picture of.
What is that?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I think Mike would like that.
Getting back to these rotisserie chickens, please call in and let me know if you also think it's weird that I eat rotisserie chickens in Starbucks.
That exchange felt so
much darker. Well, the thing
is,
Starbucks is next to Whole Foods, which would have rotisserie chickens.
Oh, no, I do it at other ones, too.
Okay. So you go to standalone Starbucks.
And eat a whole rotisserie chicken to rip that carcass apart in front of all these people is a little weird.
How many Starbuckses have you done this in?
Would you go to like Stop and Shop and then drive over to a Starbucks and then sit in?
That's exactly what I did.
That's exactly what I did.
Wait, did you talk about that tonight? Did I black out?
No. The FCC is just watching all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like the FBI.
They know what I'm doing. It's just one of my things. I don't know. It's a thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's just one of his things.
Yeah.
Just one of his many things.
FCC, what do you want to hear for music? What's your request tonight?
I want to talk to this comic. Where's the comic?
I'm right here, baby. What you need?
Hey, girl.
Don't heckle me. What's up?
I'm not going to heckle you. When do you play out? Where can I see you? When can I see you next?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. I'd love to say it again. I'm at the Poorhouse tomorrow.
Don't be a wise guy. I know you're repeating yourself.
No.
I see what you're doing.
That one was genuine. It's been a while, you know. I'm at the Poorhouse tomorrow at 8 p.m. I'm at CCTV's show next Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, I'm at the Comedy Studio at 8.
Okay.
All right.
How do you feel it's going for you?
The comedy? I think it's going really well. I'm having a great time. I think I made a mistake where I end-gained super hard with opera and I stopped having fun. I didn't realize it. So I'm having a really fun time in comedy.
I couldn't believe you guys couldn't name more female comics. Natasha Leggero, Whitney Cummings.
I was thinking of Natasha Leggero. I just couldn't remember her last name.
Silverman. You don't know the pressure that's existing.
Oh, Sarah Silverman. How could I forget her? She's literally one of my icons.
Oh, okay.
I
don't think she's that funny.
You should be ashamed of yourself, female comic.
Yeah, I'm ashamed of myself, me, female comic.
Yeah, that's you, female comic.
Please never find out my name.
I don't want to know your name. I just know you as female comic. That's how I know you.
Perfect. That's my brand.
I'm
going
to go to the show.
That could be a good brand.
Be like, where's the female comic playing?
Every lineup has one female comic on it, and they'll be like, here she is, sir.
I'm just joking with you, Aaron.
I'm
a comic myself.
Mr. FCC. Are you really?
I've been known to dabble in sketch comedy at improv. I got some friends at Improv Asylum and laugh, you know.
Cool.
You know how I do.
Very fun.
You know
very
how
cool.
I do.
FCC is well connected.
Yeah,
the FCC likes to laugh.
They do.
See that coming.
A chuckle here and there.
Yeah.
Except for when you say fudging on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fudges.
Then things get serious.
Yeah, we don't take that. I don't deal with that.
Very
you know
cool.
What I was going to do? I was actually going to call in, make it pretend that I was an agent.
Oh, that you were going to book me.
My God.
That would have been a way less funny joke. And
that
also, like...
Hey, don't tell me what's funny.
Whoa. You're right.
I make the decisions on what's funny around here,
That's true, Mr. FCC.
I'm the comedy judge.
The FCC is a true Bostonian.
It sounds like it, yeah.
What do you want to hear, buddy?
Aaron, I don't know why we've gotten off on the wrong foot here.
I think we're off on a great foot. I'd love to see you at Improv Asylum. Let me know when your sketch shows are. You want to promote
really?
Them?
You'd like to see me?
Sure.
Now he's like, oh, actually, yeah. Well, I am playing this Friday.
This is weird. Are we talking about you want to see me or you want to see me? I don't know. I don't know what this is.
Yeah, never mind. I just remembered I'm busy every day for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Typical. I'm used to that.
Oh.
Hello, Mr. FCC.
Do you want to hear a song? I can get a song going for you.
She's really good at bringing things down with the whole Me Too thing, with, you know, rejecting me, all this stuff.
Well, you're Me Too-ing her right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mr. FCC, you're coming on pretty strong.
Coming on pretty strong? I don't even know what you look like.
Do you want to hear a song, man?
Or are you just that gonna... awkward silence.
Oh, you know what? Forget you guys. I don't need you guys. I don't need any of you guys.
I'll never talk to you guys again.
This is
I
a
don't
great
need anyone.
Call.
I don't need Mike and his chicken.
You,
I don't need
you
Danny
don't
and his
lie.
Photoshop
you need
skills.
Thank you.
I
you think I got
Kayla.
Skills?
She's the smartest one on this show.
I'll vouch for
that. You're killing this call, Kayla.
Oh, thank you.
You're doing great.
Yeah.
I don't need a bad comic. I don't need any of it.
Great.
Listen, comics, good luck with everything.
Thanks. You too,
dude,
man.
Give us a song. Come on. Give us a song.
Yeah, that's all we want.
I think you're going to crush it. I think you're going to crush it out there.
Aw, thank you. I have a song If you don't want to give one, it's called... Oh, what is it called? It's by my friend's band. Her name's Brigitte Mina, M-E-N-A.
Wow. Is she go here?
No, she's in Texas, actually.
Oh, there's some girl named that here.
Oh, cool.
Not her, the last name, the first name.
Oh, just Brigitte. Yeah, and the, her song Say You Love Me is a good one.
Okay, so you love me. I think Mr. FCC just hung up.
That fully tracks.
Well, at least we're not getting shut down now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's good. We
that's good. Oh, we're back on.
So you love me.
Say you love me.
Say you love me.
And it's Brigitte, M-E-N-A.
How do I spell Brigitte? Yep, found it.
Cool.
Here we go. We're going to play your friend up in here.
Sense of this way, but I
We are back, everyone, again.
Hi, everybody.
What's up?
What's going on?
I don't know what's going on with you. But I think we're going to call it a night now, right?
Yeah, so one more time, Aaron, where are you going to be?
Yeah.
Poor House, 8 p.m. tomorrow, Sean Carter show.
S. Dot Carter. You must try harder. Competition is nada.
All of this feels correct. I just don't know where it's
from. That's Jay-Z's real name.
Oh.
Sean Carter.
Oh, you're right.
S. Dot Carter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'll be doing Jay-Z's show tomorrow night. And then Tuesday, CCTV's show. And then Wednesday at the Comedy Studio in Bow Market.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, it was a lot of fun having you on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much. This was such a hang.
Yeah, we had a good time. Maybe we can do it again sometime.
For sure.
Yeah, please come back next time you get something going on.
Cool.
Yeah,
we'll do.
Especially if you're in the area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, it's just, does the Burren do comedy?
It does. The Burren does a comedy show on Wednesdays. You should try the Burren. I went up the other night at the Burren.
Oh, how was it?
Awesome. It was great. It was
awesome.
It's such a big room for comedy that it's really dependent on how many people show up and whether it has the energy to fill it, you know?
Well, if you're ever there, we will make sure that some people will come.
Cool.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well thanks,
that's
you guys.
Us signing off, right?
Yeah.
Black Stripes or White Keys every Tuesday at 10 p.m.
10 p.m.
If they'll
tonight,
have me back, I'll see you next Tuesday.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went super long tonight. But
yeah, we did.
It was a lot of fun.
It was. All right, thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Later.
Awesome.
Well, cool. That was super fun.
WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
party. She's mine.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
gotta go tonight. Down these lonesome streets, we gotta go tonight. Down these lonesome streets. Well, you never know what you might find. Torn between two ways of living, the blind leading the blind. Now I got no reason, no rhyme, and we gotta go tonight. Down these lonesome streets, we gotta go tonight. Down these lonesome streets. Well, you never know where the road will lead. The sun cut through like a blowtorch. I was running out of speed. Well, now I got the time, but I don't. We gotta go tonight. Down these lonesome streets, we gotta go tonight. Down these lonesome streets, yeah, we gotta go.
Passenger.